Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm Cosme Cruz. This past Wednesday was First Gen Day at Columbia. First generation students, like myself, shared their stories and celebrated as a community. I went out and asked the first generation students about the school's events and how they would describe their experience as first generation students at Columbia. First up, Yells Shelton, a junior film and television major. So what's going on here at the Student Center right now at the first generation welcome party, I guess you could say?
Yes, so here at the Student Center, we're just celebrating our first gen students. We have food, a DJ, just entertainment. We're all just hanging out and getting to know each other. Even if you're not first gen, we still welcome people to join and just have a good time.
Next, junior creative writing major, Emiliano Levano. And are you a first generation student yourself?
Yes, I am. I'm a first generation college student.
Awesome. So how has this whole event been feeling towards you and your experiences at college so far?
It's really encouraging to see. I mean, I've helped to plan some of it, not like too much, but I am a Scholars Project student worker. Scholars Project is a really great place for any first generation students or any students of color. And I think being able to have this event as well, where TRIO is also involved, SDI is involved, all these organizations that help students who have some sort of marginalized identity or maybe something that is going against them in their college career, like in order to have spaces like these and events like these where they can get support and community, it's really important. So it's really meant a lot for me as well as a first generation student.
Finally, Assistant Director in Student Persistence, Bess Fuertes. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to a first-gen student that has really resonated with you in your journeys?
That is a really good question. I would say, above all, hiccups seem to occur when students are not familiar with how to advocate for themselves. So I just want to say that, yeah, to any student who's experiencing anything from like a class registration concern to housing issues, whatever it is, you are your best advocate and your voice is incredibly strong. So I would just encourage you to be the squeaky wheel when appropriate and to let others know what you need and what you need for support in order to be successful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Make sure to check out more stories like this one at ColumbiaChronicle.com and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.